a specific way, even when many others are trying to guide you otherwise, that knowing is symptomatic of being in alignment with that source energy. Mm-hmm. In other words, you have been more tuned in than you know. And a very funny thing here, we think that the regret that you're having now is as much about you're not having been willing to please others as it is anything else. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
Yes, that I haven't been wanting to please others. Is that what you're saying?
But we're
Which
saying,
is true. You know, what I feel, you know, really within, that I have some creative powers that I should, you know, present. There are things I have to do in the world. I have done many things, but there's something that I haven't done.
Well, you see, your frustration isn't about the things you haven't done. It's about the story that you've heard us tell, that life has caused you to become more. Are you understanding what we mean about vibrational escrow? Are you understanding that as you live life, ideas keep emanating from you,
sure.
And the source energy part of you embraces them and becomes them.
Yeah.
And that feeling that you're feeling is that you haven't quite figured out what thoughts to think to get you to be a close enough match to who you've become so that it will happen in your physical experience. But you're on to it. In other words, that you've lived your life magnificently. You've let the contrast parlay you into these places. And you have let the contrast of your life shoot parts of you into this broader perspective, and you have not been holding yourself as far apart from who you have been becoming through all of your life as you are now trying to put words to. In other words, we don't think that there's been a great big gap between you and you through much of your life, but you know how as things build and build and build, the longer... Esther watched a television program last night on the evolution of ships. And they bought a new house in San Diego not long ago. And in that city, there is a beautiful ship in dock in downtown San Diego called the Star of India. And Jerry and Esther have been driving past it, but they have not actually taken the tour of it. And in the movie last night that Esther was watching, they were explaining that that Star of India ship sort of stands as a monument, as the culmination of the ideas about shipping that took place over 5,000 years. And it made Esther's appreciation of that ship so big because it made her realize that, yes, things are constantly evolving and expanding and becoming, and there that ship stands as the best of all of the ideas so far to that point in its in the evolution of this industry. And in some similar way, we're saying to you that the longer you live, the more you become this vibrational escrow, and the more it becomes, the more intolerant it feels to you not to get up to speed with it. When you are a child, having small contrasts, you shoot your rockets of desire out, and you more easily catch up. The longer you live, the bigger the rockets, and the longer you live, the more potential for the gap between you and you. So it's not that there has been this big, awful gap, as you tried to explain to us, between who you are and who you now want to be. It's just that you've parlayed yourself
in... You what?
The word we're using is you have evolved yourself, you have become yourself, you've expanded yourself, you have launched rockets of desire yourself. You have lived yourself into this powerful, creative being that now, more than ever before, you want to live the fullness of. It's not different from the man who sat in the chair earlier today who said, the old thoughts don't ring my bells like they used to. How can I get my bells to keep ringing? And the way you keep your bells ringing. We love that you feel like this, because what this is saying to us, you're still vital and alive, and you're still launching rockets, and you're still aware. This is the best part of all in what we're hearing from you. We want it for everyone. You are feeling the difference between who you really are and who you're being, and you're wanting to do something about it, you see. That's the creative edge. That's the creative edge that you intended when you said you would come forth in the first place